Blog Talk Radio.
There's a miracle in this room with my name. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Yeah. There's a breakthrough in this room.
Good morning. Okay, I think we're on. I'm so sorry. Good morning. God bless you. How are you? I pray that all is well and that you have had a great, great week. And man, I pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving yesterday with your friends and family, just a time to kick back and relax, to just be together and do some of the things that perhaps you haven't had as much time to do. Things like playing cards and dominoes and board games and just stuff that that really creates a bond and time together. I pray that you did a lot of that. We did a lot of that yesterday. It was a great time, and I am grateful, grateful to God for the excitement that was the day and for his blessings on that day. Yesterday was just great, and I'm praying that you have that same testimony. Welcome, this is Pastor Stevenson. I want to thank you for being with us on this Friday, the end of another work week, and the beginning of this Christmas season. I'd have to put it that way. I just pray. I know some of y'all are tired, and many of y'all not on this call because you are out or were out early with Black Friday stuff, whatever that might mean. It's just something I just don't participate with. I just don't. Pray for me. I don't. But I'm grateful to God, and today is my wife's birthday. Today is First Lady's birthday, and I pray that you will bless her. Actually, anytime this weekend, that you would just wish her a happy birthday. Today is her birthday, and I'm just so excited for her. She just cooked all day yesterday and the day before, just cooked all day, Lord. Amen. Food was just delicious. Praise the Lord. It was delicious. And so today is her birthday, and I pray that you would wish her a happy birthday when you see her or see her on social media. Just wish her a happy birthday. Don't forget, y'all, see you on this Sunday. You can worship with us at one of our three services, 8 a.m. in our East New York location, 975 East New York, on the corner of New Lodge in Pennsylvania, and then at 11:30, we'll have a service at Spring Creek Educational Campus on the corner of Elton and Flatlands inside the school auditorium. So we'd love to have you with us and worship with us as we worship the Lord together corporately. We would love to have you. We'd love to have you. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning, as we continue, just being thankful. I don't think that thankfulness only falls and is only good for Thanksgiving. I think that it's so much more than that. I think it's an opportunity to express our thanks on that day and that sort of thing. But man, we've got to have an attitude of gratitude that is constant and consistent and continual every day. And so we want to be grateful and thankful for the Lord and to the Lord for all that he continues to do for us. And I don't think that you need to be thankful if you don't feel you have anything to be thankful for. But the truth of the matter is, and I think everybody knows it deep in their heart, we have so much to be thankful for, so much that God continues to do and so many doors that God continues to open and bless us. And it might not be exactly how we want it to be, but we've got to be honest that God just continues and keeps on blessing us, keeps on opening doors for us. And so I pray that you and I will find opportunities and ways to be creative in our thanks to God and to others, because there are people who help us. There are people who open doors for us, people who bless us as well. And we don't want to miss the opportunity to say thank you for the blessings and the things that they also are doing and continue to do for us. So as we prepare ourselves to pray, I pray that you would fix your mind on some things, one or two things, that you can just be thankful for and that you can bless the Lord for and that you can give him glory for. The Bible says that we ought to be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And we are grateful and we are thankful that we are part of the generation that's being remembered and blessed by the great hand of the Lord. And so we want to continue to be blessed and continue to be a blessing. Very important. It's not just about receiving. Being blessed is not just about receiving. It is also very, very heavy on the fact that we are able to bless others. So blessing is not just getting. It is able. It is being able to give as well. Amen. So what will you give to the Lord? The Bible says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his many benefits toward me?" And so there are things that we should be doing for the blessing that the Lord continues to bless us with. So let's pray as we are praying for a grateful and thankful. A grateful and, Lord, thankful to you because you are good. Your mercy is really everlasting, and your truth endures for real to all generations. And we thank you. That lets us know that our children's children's children will walk in your truth and walk in your blessings, because your mercy endures through all generations. Thank you for your mercy toward us. Thank you for your blessings toward us. Thank you for your hand toward us, your love, your kindness toward us. Lord, we thank you because you have been better to us than we have been to ourselves. We've not even known to be good to ourselves, but you have continued to bless us, continued to open doors and make ways. You have continued to love us and cherish us. You've continued, God, to make our enemies to be at peace with us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for, Lord, loving us. Thank you for helping us to love you. Thank you for helping us to recognize your hand and your grace and your mercy and your power and all that you continue to do on our behalf. And so, God, we thank you and we ask that you would help us to be loving, even more loving and even more understanding, that we would continue to be a blessing to the people that you have brought into our lives. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to love even those that despitefully use us. That, Lord, that we will pray for those that despitefully use us, that we, God, will recognize and remember that you have given us grace, and we have not always done the right thing. We've not always been who we needed to be. But you have loved us. You loved us through our shortcomings. And so, Lord, help us to be for others what you have been to us and what you continue to guide us to become. And so, Lord, even those who despitefully use us, we pray that you would give us strength to pray for them and to love them and to look out for them. And we thank you, God, because we recognize that you are all that we need. We recognize that you are everything that we need you to be. And so, God, as we continue in this season, we'll never forget. Help us not to forget that the reason for this season is Jesus. That we will not forget that you have blessed us in ways that we cannot even imagine. We will not forget that you have given us the greatest gift. And that great gift is our salvation. And so, Lord, we pray that you would help us to encourage others into this great salvation, Lord God, that we will recognize that this season is not just about trees. It's not about decorations. It's not about the things that that we too often in our culture have made about the lyrics about Jesus being coming into this world, that he might save us from our sins and give us access to your grace and way back to God. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We're continuing to be thankful and continuing to be connected to you. And I pray that you would help us as we help others in the name of Jesus. And we thank you on this day. Bless my wife on her birthday. Pray, God, that you would let it be a day that she will enjoy and help us to make it a day that she will remember. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you, and we thank you again for being with us, and I'll see you on Sunday. And I pray that you will invite somebody with you. Bring somebody to the house of the Lord with you and help us to lift up the name of Jesus. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.